It's AMR's gone, right?
It wasn't AMR.
Focus. Did we get anybody's names to transport it? No, I know. Cyrus just called me.
Yeah, we'll get them. They have to do a paperwork with the name on it, find out who they are.
Okay, Gold Coast?
Yeah. Okay. It was Gold Coast, right?
It was Gold Coast.
Okay, I was also told that there's some bloody biohazard bag, some clothes that were cut off of her. They want us to collect all of that.
Yeah.
Nothing was cut from her.
They said there was an abdominal patch on her that they used to first aid. Do you guys know when she came in?
I don't know.
She's not the EMS. We'll ask him. But you were with her.
Yeah.
No bags came in, right?
No.
Okay, so Gold Coast took the bag?
Do the best you can, guys.
Yeah. It wasn't her. She didn't have any clothing on her.
Do the best you can. Let's see if, do you want me to give you some tape? Do you want some tape for it? Are you still lined up? Okay, don't move, don't move.
Hey, so apparently it was Gold Coast that transported, not AMR, and there's nothing here that they see, or the deputy that rode the ambulance said that nothing came in with her, so I'm thinking that Gold Coast might have taken that bag, that biohazard bag, with them. So I don't know if somebody can try to contact Gold Coast and try to get that stuff.
Okay, you need to
let me ask. Do you know about her, the jewelry?
Okay, they're not going to give you water right now. We need to treat your wound first, okay?
Does she still have it on?
She has a bracelet on her.
Okay, yeah, she has a bracelet on her hand.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I have my volunteer outfit. Don't worry. I'm okay.
Nice job. She's still in her clothing right now.
Okay.
So just the biohazard bag, we just need to see what's Gold Coast. And then Cyrus Zeta called me and asked me if we could interview the AMR people. I'm like, they're not here. But so obviously now they need to call Gold Coast and find out who they are. Okay? Okay, bye. Okay, so no red biohazard bag came in here with her.
No.
Okay.
So when we were taking her out, I noticed when they were taking her out, when they brought the gurney out of it, there was a bag that fell.
Okay.
But
do you know what happened to it?
I didn't see. It fell on the ground and they said, "Oh shit!" Basically, like their stuff fell down or something.
Okay.
And then they so I didn't think anything of it.
Okay.
Being something that we needed.
Thank you guys.
I don't know if it was their clothing. It might be something like,
they said that there was something that they used to do first aid on her wound, and it was also used out at the scene to. And they. So they want it.
It's right here.
We'll see if we can find it. I'm sure we can.
Yes, Cyrus.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I just told Ryan that it was Gold Coast, not AMR, and he's looking into getting a hold of Gold Coast because there was a biohazard bag. Okay. I have no idea. I just told him because you told me, you asked me about AMR, so you just have to find out who transported from Gold Coast. Okay, bye.
I'm a venture too. Do they usually use the same ambulance? Like,
if
the same people?
Yeah. Like, whoever transported is going to be in that ambulance for today.
No, but I mean, so one of the guys that was in the ambulance actually was on a call with me yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm asking if they use the same engine, the same.
Well, it just depends on their schedule.
Oh, okay. Because I remember what it was. I don't know if it might be the same one.
They'll be able to find out who transported. That's not even an issue.
Yeah. That bag down. There's two blood vial things over there. So whenever the chargers comes in, they haven't done it yet.
Have they done our extra?
What's that?
Have they done ours yet?
No, they haven't done any.
Okay.
So when they come in to do, I already told them what we wanted, that we wanted two vials.
Okay.
So they're going to do it, but just make, with one of you stand here while I call to find out.
I'll stand here, and then also, does she have any family here?
No.
Okay. All right.
She asked me to call her mother, but I haven't done
Not yet.
Yet.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Nope, you're okay.
Karina, you want... What? Do you want someone to call your mom?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the phone number?
805.
805, I'm sorry. And what's your mom's name? Okay, and what's your mom's name?
Karina.
What?
I don't know. Karina.
What's your mom?
Her name is Karina.
Yeah, what's your mom's name?
Karina.
So the same name as you? Does your mom have the same name as you? You need some information?
Okay.
They just have like pieces of their hands. That's about it. We're waiting.
Yeah. Actually, I'll let her give you the information. If that's okay, she'll be off the phone in 1 second.
I ended up getting with a guy named David, and he's best friend. He has.
What was that? Mom's name.
Okay,
no,
I got
that. Do you know?
She
I don't know any of them. I don't know any of them.
Do you know if there's a special order that has to be put in for that?
No, I was told
that
an extra one for us, for law enforcement. So that's her mom calling
you that? I believe so.
I'm just gonna let someone else know if they want to get in contact with her.
I told you that I was in stupid. I don't care about that shit. You just laughing at me. You guys are the ones doing it. Fucking bastard. Try not to get in trouble. Fuck. I don't fucking send you guys in jail. I'm still trying to save my ass. I'm still trying to freaking. Do whatever. motherfucker, I would never, and I would never. I've never freaking left out of prison. I've never been. I freaking sprained my arm in kindergarten.
No, she was shot by the homeless.
Trying to track it down, and I don't want to spin his wheels.
That's
okay, thank you. While I fill this out. And she spells her name Corina, C-O-R-I-N-A. Okay.
Hey, Ryan.
Because I just wrote it down. This is her or the mom?
No, this is her.
Okay.
Yeah, Ryan, in here. Karina? All your good skills. We're gonna straighten you out a little bit, okay?
You need me to move?
We need to clean you up. We need to get you some medicine here. Put your butt down.
Thank you.
Head up. Butt down. All the way in the back. Legs over there. Lean over there. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to go, just keep over there.
Okay. Just going to clean your arm a little bit.
No, I have all that. Thank you.
Us as well, I was told, and then so I'm gonna have them collect jewelry and clothing. Yeah.
Hey, dear, don't move, okay?
Yeah. Isn't that what we're doing? Yeah, she's drawing the blood right now. Yes, I wanted to make sure that it was now.
You're supposed to open it and hand it.
And do you want me to put the time on here right now, or are you going to be doing that? Or the part where I'm going to sign?
Normally...
I'll do it, right?
Just when... Okay.
It's 10:30.
Thank you.
No, don't murder me for her. I didn't murder her. I promise to God. I told you I didn't murder her because I don't have no friends down there. And everyone knows that. Everyone knows that I didn't do that. And everyone told me that you wanted to kill me. And I didn't listen.
I'm writing it all down.
What? No.
Is there anything else you need to do with this one?
No. So then, sometimes we put refusal, but she's not technically refusing, right? She's just not.
We're not even asking. We're writing a search warrant.
Okay. So then I'm going to put that. Okay. And then.
Oh, the time up there and the location. I didn't know what you wanted to. Location here.
And then the time, just like when you filled the form out, which would be just before that.
Okay.
And then let me make a copy and put her sticker on it. Okay. Okay.
Oh!
Just relax. It's gonna be okay.
Plastic surgeon.
That X-ray was gone.
Didn't want to talk to them.
Do you need to get in here? Okay. Okay.
We need to check in here too.
Hello, do you speak English?
Yeah, I speak English.
Okay, my name is Dr. I'm the hand surgeon. I'm going to examine your hand. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I get some gauze?
Oh my god. I don't want to do that.
Let me ask you a question really quick, okay? Do you feel me touch your thumb?
A little bit, but it's more numb than anything.
How about this finger? Do you feel this? You feel this here? You feel this? You feel this?
The film's up.
Yeah,
is this supposed to show 38 or what was it?
You're 40 or 45?
Yeah.
45?
Or a 40?
Just, yeah, it depends on what he carries.
There's a hollow point, too.
This finger's a little cool.
Okay.
Just a plain
martini.
Yeah,
okay.
Should be okay.
All right.
Dear, I'm going to numb up your hand, okay, so it's not so in so much pain, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm gonna have you turn your hand over a little bit. Okay, just keep your hand still, dear. I'm gonna numb it up. Sorry, dear. Tendon is kept
moving. How much do you weigh?
Oh,
daily struggle.
being short?
Yeah.
Should have done
that probably first. Oh.
I'm pretty sure those seals. I mean, it's an inner seal, so. Just so you know, they were gauzing it up. Do you mind waiting for 1 second? Because I think we're going to get some swabs from the house.
You want to get swabs,
Hold on, trying to get before he gauzes it up. So, I mean, I took a lot of pictures, and the camera was pretty...
I'll get one from him. As soon as it's done. He might not even have them, but
Carlos, is there special bags for blood? They don't go in a regular evidence, eh?
No, I think they go in that.
Oh, you're right. They get booked like this at the station, huh?
Yeah.
You're right.
You just have to, like, initial that and then just put it in.
Yeah, the I'll just initial it. Good.
When you're done, and you know what, you know you're going as fast as you can. I'm going to have you look at these real quick before he manages it up.
Yeah, if I could take some more, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Because I looked, and some of them are good, but some of them the lighting's not that good.
Well, I think.
I'll
you have to take right.
Them? Okay.
Yeah, but also, it's going to be.
No, I'm just trying to help out.
No, 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 it's...
I'm good. Just take these photographs.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I've already sent him some messages. Not on the good.
patients.
Somebody said it was on the end of the gurney, so I don't know what happened to it. Maybe it's in the biohazard bag.
Maybe stuff. I didn't see it.
It's like a little dirty bracelet. I don't
know. Oh, it could be underneath somewhere in the bed.
Yeah,
they have to do it. They're going to be required to put her in a gown.
Or you know what? Sitting on this counter over here, I saw that thing. It's on the floor. Like medical.
Yeah, it's just.
It's all medical. But, I don't know this much. That one there. It might have.
Somebody said it was on. Wasn't it you that said it was on the end of the gurney, or was you that told me that?
I didn't see it the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said it was on the end of the gurney for ambulance. We were talking about the bag. You said the bag fell off.
The
right?
Bag fell off. Yeah.
Do you mean the hospital staff will they'll come and remove the clothes first?
Yeah.
So you get that going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell them that we're going to take them and we need to take put her in again.
Okay.
Yeah, I put some gloves on.
Carlos, you're gonna bag it all.
I'm gonna have them.
The shoes right now.
And these are all going to just, they're not under search warrant, all this stuff?
No, they're going to run into the
police department. Oh, so all the clothing is going to be search warrant? Mm-hmm. I'm going to find out. It makes a difference for me and people with us. I'll find out.
And you mind?
Yeah, who's writing it?
I don't know.
I'll find out.
I've been kind of communicating with you.
No, I think we just have to, unless you want me to cut it, we have to take the cuff off.
Cut it?
Cut it or cuff?
You could just cut the straps, no?
If you want me to.
Wait, what are we cutting?
I either need to cut her strap or I need to handcuff off for a minute.
You can take the
Can Dr. Bullis say she come in here and examine her?
Yeah, I was changing her to gown.
What?
I was changing her to gown, but yeah. I don't care.
We're going to have her sit up to look for the close-up.
Okay, so then you're going to have to handcuff her anyway. So you on one side, me on the other. That'll be fine.
Okay, dear. Here you go.
I'll let you go on the handcuffs.
Yeah. Oop, hold on. Take your arm. Bend down.
Corina, relax. Relax.
It's okay. All right. It's okay. There you go.
Relax.
There you go.
Relax.
No.
Relax.
You're okay. You're okay. You're totally okay.
Hey. Carlos.
Here you go, sweetie.
There's a broken meth pipe in here.
Yeah, there is. Sorry, don't wait. Don't cut your fingers.
Okay, I won't. Thank you. I won't. It's okay. Keep your hand away. I don't want you to
cut
your
finger.
Here we go. Should we take this stuff out from under you? There. Okay, good.
It's okay. Try to relax.
So you have a gown on. I just need you to pick your bed up. Pick it up. Bend your knees.
Can we maybe take some pictures?
I can't get up. She's wait, holding my knees.
No, honey, they're not.
Pocket.
They're helping
I'll
you.
Write it down.
They're helping you. Okay. And let me get this dirt out from under you, huh?
Thank you.
Okay, we gotta see what else
is okay.
I tried going through.
There you go. And let's cover you up.
Okay.
You're all covered up.
You can do it
now. Oh.
There you go. That's better, right?
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Is that everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Nope.
You know what? Go ahead and pick yourself up because this is kind of soap. There we go. Pick your butt up just a little bit. Here we go.
Gosh, I'm gonna get that out of there.
Do you want a beaver in?
No, we're gonna.
Okay.
Bloody, I thought I saw bloody.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay, just try to relax.
Okay. And I'm just gonna put this back there and then I'll get you another blanket, okay? There you go.
Stupid me.
Do you want the bulk separate?
No.
Okay.
Her bottom dog.
You cold?
Are you cold, Corina? A blanket?
I'll take that out when you guys are done.
We're taking the biohazard bag, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's where you guys are going.
That's on her bottom.
That's on her bottom.
Just try to relax.
So it's just the basketball shorts
and those the pants, yeah. And those are just her shirts.
Hello.
Hi.
Corina?
I'll just grab a couple pictures of that so we can get them.
Oh, there you go.
Did you want to put it all just together? It was all in her left.
Do you want it all? Corina, yeah. Do you take any medication?
Yeah, we do.
No medication. Have you been told before to have any diabetes?
No.
Okay, any heart disease?
I have irregular heart pattern.
You have irregular heart beating? Okay. Any high blood pressure?
No.
Any asthma?
That's just for us.
Any asthma? Any stomach ulcer? Any kidney problems? Corina, try to help me so we can help you. Any surgery in the past? Do you have any kind of appendix removal?
Yes.
Gallbladder? No. Yes or no? You tell me so it can be easier for you and for us, you know? Appendix was removed or not?
No.
No. Okay. How about gallbladder?
No.
Okay. Now, do you smoke?
I'm smoking.
What happened? Did you quit smoking or? Okay, how about alcohol?
She said, I've been smoking.
Hmm?
I've been smoking.
For how long? How much you smoke?
Bring it back to you to your room.
How much do you smoke? You don't know. Okay, how about alcohol? Okay, how about drugs? What do you use? Okay. What else? That's it? Okay. And any allergy to any medication? No. Okay. And in your family, father, mother, brother, sister, anyone has diabetes? Okay. High blood pressure? Heart disease? Cancer? Okay. Now, no surgery in the past.
I have the left breast
cyst removal. Left breast cyst removal.
Left breast size of the
Any problem with anesthesia?
No.
I got it. Okay. So, in the last 1 week, before today, did you have any chest pain, any trouble breathing?
No.
Okay. Any cough? Any phlegm? What color?
Gray, black.
Okay. Any pain in the stomach?
No, right now.
Diarrhea. Fever, chills. Headache, passing out.
Okay.
Passing out. Any burning when you pass water? Blood in the urine? Yeah.
Doctor, are you her doctor?
Yeah.
The assigned doctor? Okay, thank you.
And you are?
Detective Soleil.
He's the anesthesiologist.
Just doctor. Yeah. Physician.
Can you wiggle your toes? Can you wiggle it? Good. Okay. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel it?
Karina? Karina, you need to answer his questions. He's trying to help you.
Do you feel it? Can you open one, please? Excellent. Thank you. Have you seen any doctor in the last 6 months?
No.
Any pain? Any pain? Any pain? Good. Okay. Breathe. Good. Breathe. Deeper. Okay. So what happened when she got the shot?
Oh, she got shot in the hand this morning, a couple minutes before 9.
Before 9, okay.
Yeah.
It was outside the house? Or?
Yeah, it was
outside.
In an outdoor area on the side of the street.
Okay. Did she pass out?
It's on the church property, actually.
The church property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. She passed out.
Was she unconscious?
No, she was not.
She was?
She was not unconscious.
She was having hammer with her hand?
I arrived after. I'm not sure. So, yes.
We haven't discussed.
We did not discuss it. Okay.
No.
Okay. But did she complain about anything after she had, like, the shot after no passing out?
No, just her hand.
Anything else? Did you get any information? Or?
We can talk to you out there.
Okay. Thank you.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Karina, you okay?
Not really.
What's the matter? What's the matter? He's the doctor and he's trying to help you. He's trying to ask you, like, what hurts on your body and if you had any pain anywhere so he can help you. What's going on? I don't know. They said to take the biohazard bag because it had everything that they did in the ambulance on her, and the deputy had used. They, you guys had done some first aid. Somebody had done first aid.
I'm gonna go and drop some of the stuff off.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna be right here. Do you have a bag for trash somewhere? Right?
Yeah, two of them.
Thank you.
Oh,
so
Do you live with Karina? Do you live with your mom? No? Do you live with your other family members? Friends? No?
Are you homeless, Karina?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You are? What's your sister's name? Is your sister Star? Is that your sister?
Estrella.
Estrella?
Estrella.
Oh, okay. Do you guys call her Star? Is that her, like, nickname?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why?
She called here, wanted to know how you were doing. She found out you were at the hospital, so she called. I got to call her back.
How did she call this hospital?
Somebody, I don't know, someone must have told her what happened and that you were brought here. So she called here looking to find out if you were okay. I'm going to call her back.
She wasn't at home.
Yeah, someone must have got a hold of her and told her what happened. Okay. Or that you were brought to the hospital. So she was worried about you and called to check on you. Okay.
Was that your sister's house where you were?
No, I was on the church property.
Oh, okay. They are going to? Okay.
She just told me.
Okay.
Work on her hand.
So they're going to take you to work on your hand, okay?
Did the pain medicine work, Karina? Are you feeling a little better? Or does it still hurt?
It hurts.
Okay, it hasn't gone away at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want me to call your sister back and let her know that you're okay?
If I can talk to her, sure.
Okay, we'll see. I don't know if they'll let you talk to her in here because they're going to take you to surgery here in a little bit. Anybody else that you want me to get a hold of? Your mom?
Yeah, I do need to get a hold of my mom.
Okay, what's your mom's name?
Karina.
Oh, same as yours, Karina?
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me the number earlier. Does she live in El Rio?
Mm-hmm. At the house I had left.
Okay. Is that on Shrewby? Do you know the address? I don't know where your mom lives. Do you know the address?
Yes. And it's, it was bad. Thank you.
In a lot of pain. They gave you some medicine for that though, right?
Yeah. And I said,
Feeling right now. You feel sleepy? Are you feeling sleepy right now?
I'm just in a lot of pain.
Okay.
May I have a drink of water, please?
Let me ask them if you can, because I know if they're going to take you in for surgery, sometimes you can't have water. Let me find out. I just told you the nurse said that because
I really, really need a drink of water.
I know. Unfortunately,
can at least rinse my mouth or something.
I don't know. She said that because they're going to take you shortly to surgery, and when you go to surgery, you can't have anything to eat or drink. I know. It's not fun when you're thirsty and your mouth feels yucky.
Okay, Chemist is going to tell you that right now.
yeah, no, no. That's what I was going to talk to you about that, but it's everybody else is writing their own.
Hand. You're going to cut your fingernails, okay?
Huh?
On your right hand, we're going to cut your fingernails.
Why?
It's just part of what we do. We need to get the fingernails, but we're not going to do your other hand. We're not going to do the left hand, okay?
Why?
It's part of what we do. It's part
For
of
what?
Collecting of the evidence, okay?
Of what?
From your body. Okay, well, don't move, okay?
Can you please get my lawyer my so I asked for her when I first got pulled over.
You did?
I did. As soon as you stopped, I asked for whatever her last name is.
Okay.
She's my kid's court appointed lawyer.
Okay. Where are your kids?
My kids should be at school. I saw my sister-in-law walk them to school.
Oh, okay, so does your sister-in-law have guardianship of your kids?
No, that's my mother, Korea.
Okay. So your mother has guardianship of your kids?
Temporary guardianship.
Okay.
Feeling a little better?
Mm-mm.
No, still the same?
Yeah, they're just going to get rid of it.
is the name of your the family court lawyer?
Mandy.
Does she represent you or your kids?
She is a court-appointed lawyer for my four children.
Okay.
I don't know if it's about Mandy, but...
Do you know where she's located, like where her office is?
Across the street from the Ventura County Courthouse.
Okay. What are your kids' names and ages? Starting with, like, the oldest. Karina, do you want to tell me? I just want to get their names.
Hello? Who's this? How old are you, Mr. Sajjan?
I just make sure you already have a list of the clothing, right?
Yeah, I have
the stuff. You have the stuff. So we're going to add his right hand fingernail clippings. Oh, cool. I just have to
Karina? Yeah, we're going to get a swab from you, okay? I need you to open your mouth. Go ahead and just open your mouth real quick so you can just rub it in your cheek, okay? Karina?
Ask for my lawyer.
I know. And we'll get you your lawyer, but right
but
now,
you're not supposed to get evidence or ask me questions without her.
We're writing a search warrant for all the evidence, okay?
But you're supposed to serve me the search warrant before you do that.
Karina.
I need you to cooperate with the law.
We are.
When I asked for a lawyer, you're supposed to bring me a lawyer. When you're not supposed to freaking get evidence without the lawyer.
No, we can get evidence without the lawyer.
No, you just said you were going to get the subpoena to get the evidence. So you got to get the subpoena for the evidence first and then serve it to me. You can't collect evidence and then get a subpoena for your evidence. That's backwards.
That's not the way it works. So you're not going to cooperate?
I'm not refusing to cooperate. I'm asking you to follow the law correctly.
We'll find out where we're at with that. I'll just hold on to this.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. We'll do it later.
Yeah.
I'm going to just break off the floor. All right. As it is.
Okay.
Wait.
Are you okay? Karina? What's going on? Are you in a lot of pain? Karina?
Yes.
any cough in the place. Not one, no. Or on the floor. Anything in the sun. Hate it.
Is there a room in front that we can use to talk to?
They took that away from us yesterday and put the vending machines in there.
Oh, you'll be kidding me.
Just yesterday?
That's what I used before that grieving room.
Knocked that wall down yesterday and put the vending machines in there.
No more grieving allowed.
Is there a room anywhere? Can I steal a bottle of water at that car?
You can steal whatever you like.
You can have snacks.
You want a bottle of water, Frank?
Right now I'm good. I want to just go get this thing knocked out. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
He's in the lobby, though?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find a spot to talk to him. We could bring him out to the room in here if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, I'll ask him. That's okay. I'll have to charge him. Yeah.
I'm sure we can just find a quiet place out here.
Absolutely.
Oh, if you want to go outside.
Yeah, anywhere. It's okay. We'll just find a quiet place out here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why
where,
I did it.
Where did he go?
He just stepped into the restroom,
ma'am. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We'll just wait for him to come out. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's quiet enough.
Hi, sir. Hi, you're here for us?
Have you?
Yeah.
Hi.
Can we sit over here and talk? I've gotten another chair since you're sleeping us.
I'm Detective Fillet, Detective Harwood. So, understand you are Karina's stepfather?
Yes.
Stepfather. Okay. So, obviously, I don't know what you've been told, but she's here.
Just that she was shot.
Okay. She's been shot in the hand, okay? And they are going to take her for surgery in a little bit. First let me just get your name and stuff. All I have is Javier. Javier. And what's your last name?
You can use the one right here behind us, if you'd like.
And what's your date of birth, sir? And your address? It's street, is that right?
Street.
Or drive? Okay. And it's considered Oxnard, right?
Right.
Okay. What's a good phone number for you?
805. Mm-hmm.
And so are you married to her mother?
Oh, well, me and her mother were together for 27 years, something like that.
Okay. Still together?
No, we're not.
Okay.
But I live behind her mother.
Okay. And she said her mother's name is also Corina?
Corina.
Okay.
Identical as
Corina, she told me Corina, what's her name? Corina, okay, so who did you hear from today that she was here?
My daughter called.
Okay.
Estrella.
Okay, and you spoke with Estrella, right?
I didn't talk to her.
Oh, okay.
She called here, though, looking.
Yes.
Yeah, they call it, she had the name of Alex. Is that, she goes by Alex?
Alex?
That's what they told me. The hospital staff told me that, Star.
Star, yeah.
Yeah, Star Morales called. I haven't gotten a hold of her yet.
I just talked to her. She's talking to, I guess, the sheriff's over there.
Okay.
Over at the scene where everything happened?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Were you home today when this happened?
No, I was at work.
You were at work. And where do you work?
At Camarillo.
How do you spell that? What do they do? Or what do you do there?
What do I do?
Yeah, what?
I work in the Mo shop.
In the what shop?
Mo shop.
Mo shop.
Yes.
Okay. Like lawnmowers or no?
No.
Okay.
Well, mold, M-O-L-D.
Mold. Oh, mold. I thought you said mo.
So you make molds for you? Yes. The molds to make.
Okay, and this parts. And this company is in Camarillo. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's all military stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you were at work, and then Estrella called you and told you,
yes,
that Corina was here in the hospital and she'd been shot. Okay. Do you have a relationship with Corina? Do you talk to her?
Nina? We're talking about the little Corina?
Little Corina, the one that's here,
yeah,
in the hospital.
Yeah, we call her Nina.
Nina? Okay.
Do I have a relationship?
Well, what can you tell me about her?
I haven't seen her in a while. It's because, Nina's Nina. I don't know. She's been out wherever she's at, and she's, what can I tell you about her? She's Nina.
Well, I mean, so she mentioned she has 4 kids.
Yes.
But she doesn't have custody of them.
Right. They live in the property, yes.
They live with her mother.
Yes.
Corina. Okay.
And she has 4 kids.
Okay.
I could tell you a lot more about the kids than I could Nina.
Well, so how long has she been out of their lives?
She comes in and out. She always shows up whenever she shows up.
Okay.
She just shows up whenever she can.
Okay.
I've seen her probably 2 months ago at Walmart.
Okay, at the Walmart
on Rose
in Oxnard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I asked her how she's doing. She said, okay.
Okay.
And gave her a little bit of money, and she went away with her money.
Okay. And she had mentioned being transient, so is that
yes,
accurate? She lives on the street?
Right.
Okay. So she doesn't stay with any of you at any time?
No.
Okay. And why?
I see her here and there, but that's about it.
Why is the reason that she doesn't stay with anybody?
She doesn't want to go by her mom's views.
By her mom's rules?
Yeah.
Okay.
She won't go by anybody's rules.
Okay. So she doesn't work?
No, not that I know.
So transient doesn't work, and then any drugs or alcohol that you know of?
No, I've never personally seen it, but she acts like it.
She acts like she's on drugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not the little girl that I knew.
Okay. What happened? What do you think made her go on this path?
I really don't know. She lived on the property for, I don't know, forever. And she never paid rent. The family finally said, you know what, you got to go.
Okay.
And once they told her she got to go, that's when she changed.
Okay. When you say change, can you explain it to me? Like, describe it to me, what you mean by that?
Change?
Yeah, like she
changed. You want to live on the street.
Okay. But did she have, like, did she display any, like, kind of behaviors or anything? Like, you were saying, like, with the drugs, like, she acts like it?
Yeah.
Like, what? What have you witnessed? What have you seen?
She has a babe. She has, I mean, she's more than welcome in the house. We never told her she can't come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She prefers to be dirty and do the things she does.
Okay, so she doesn't like to shower.
She's always barefoot in.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know.
Do you know where she stays as transient? Like, does she have a place where she keeps her things?
I've seen her on Johnson Drive, you know, that where you get up right there on Johnson Drive.
On Johnson Drive, okay. Yeah.
Across from the Motel 6 and the river bottom right there?
Yeah, I've seen her. Do some business down in that Johnson Drive area.
Okay, so she may have some of her things somewhere down in there?
Yes.
In that area? Okay. And you said the last time you saw her was about 2 months ago?
Yes.
And that was at the Walmart?
Right.
Okay. So being that you live Collins, do you see her, you don't see her in El Rio a lot?
Yeah, I see her at night sometimes when they said Nina's here or whatever. I don't want to go look for her or anything, but it's kind of like Nina's here. Because her brother told me, did you see my sister? And I said, no, but I heard her, you know, because she makes noises. I go, I heard her because the dogs bark.
Oh, what kind of noises?
Because the dogs bark there.
Oh, I didn't know if she was, like, making, like, certain noises. Or are you just saying that she made noise and then the dogs would bark?
Okay. The dogs would bark.
Okay.
I go out there and look.
Okay. So, the way you described the property, there's two houses on the property?
There's four houses.
Four houses on the property. And you live in the very back?
Yes.
And who lives with you?
Who lives with me?
Yeah, anybody?
Oh, my girlfriend, her name's Gloria. My girlfriend, Gloria.
Okay, Gloria. And then Karina, her mother, lives in the front? Okay. Like, so in the house right in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. That must be a little awkward, huh?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, after being together for 20-something years?
Yeah. Okay. We're grown adults.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying. And then who lives with Karina, the mother, four children?
Her boyfriend. His name is Robert.
Okay, so she has
I don't know too much of them.
Okay, so Robert, her boyfriend, and then Karina's four children.
Right.
Okay. And what are the kids' names? Is she? Because I was trying to ask Karina and she didn't tell me.
I'm not sure I did.
Like how, like middle school or
she's
younger?
High school.
High school, okay. And then what's next?
13.
13, okay.
Yes.
Okay. How
old? You say 10.
10, okay.
We have a tier 2 special consideration by...
Okay, and Destiny's high school, but you're not sure how old.
The family's on their way. I thought they would be here. We were all there, but too. I just...
Oh, okay. So four houses on the property. So you're in one house, mom's in the house in front. And then where are the other two houses? Are they like on the side?
It's like a square.
Okay.
And everything.
Who lives in the other two? Family also?
Yeah, families.
No, but family related to you guys or no? Or other families?
No other families.
Okay. So you mentioned Karina, this Karina that's here in the hospital has brothers and sisters.
Yes.
How many?
Brothers and sisters. Fernando.
Is that the oldest?
Yes, the oldest.
Fernando?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know his age.
It's okay.
Then there's Manuel.
Manuel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Julie.
Julie?
Yes.
Okay.
And then my daughter, Star.
And your daughter is Star?
No.
Estrella, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Estrella, something like that. Both by Star. And then Karina's the youngest?
No, Karina's in between Fernando and Manuel.
Oh, she is. Okay. She was here. Are all of them your children or only Estrella?
Only Estrella.
Okay. Do Fernando, Manuel, Julie, and Karina, do they all have the same father?
No, just Fernando and Karina have the same father.
Okay. Are all of them local? Like they all live around here? Or do some of them live far away?
Oh, and there's Miguel. I'm sorry, I forgot my... Miguel's the youngest.
Okay.
A big family.
Yeah.
A big family.
Yeah.
Is everybody local here in Ventura County?
It's at Manuel.
Where's Manuel?
I don't know where he is.
Okay.
Family member.
No, it's Rachel.
That's Rachel.
No, she's the pastor.
Is there anything else you can tell me about Corina? I mean, she's transient. She doesn't like to be at the house. She doesn't like to go by mom's rules.
That's a bad
idea. You said you don't know about drugs because you haven't actually witnessed her,
no.
But you've seen her, kind of her behaviors and stuff like that?
Yes.
So what kind of behaviors have you seen? Can you describe it for me?
Like I said, she don't bathe, she's dirty, she never...
I know, but anything else? I mean, like, do you ever see her, like, talking to herself or kind of acting bizarre or anything like that?
Not really. She always acts, I don't know, maybe because sort of her father figure, and she never acts that weird. I mean, disrespects me or does anything.
Okay, so with you, she's good? She's usually polite with you?
Yeah, very polite.
Okay.
Does she have any history of mental health, like any mental problems, or get treatment for it, anything like that?
I don't think she's ever got treatment for mental health. So. Don't want to say yes, she's mentally ill. Hi, Rachel.
Do you think maybe she does have some mental health issues, or no?
I believe she does have mental issues.
Okay. We just don't know what they are. Yeah. She's not being treated for it, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long has she been homeless, Javier? How long has it been since she got asked to leave the family compound? And how long has she been homeless, living like this?
I
don't see
one here. I guess 5 years.
Okay, so 5 years.
How long has her mother had guardianship of the kids?
I'll be about 5 years.
So about 5 years. So from the time that she left?
Maybe longer. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
So her mother obviously would be able to answer these questions better. Okay. Can you think of anything else right now?
No. Just kind of looking at Karina's life, like as an adult, did she ever work and... Did she used to take care of the kids and work and be like a mom and in the home and all that?
Yes.
She did?
Yes.
Okay.
They lived in the house where Karina was. Yeah.
So with Karina, they all lived there?
No, they lived there with the kids and everybody just lived there.
Okay.
Did she have a boyfriend or a husband?
James, her husband, yeah.
Oh, she had a husband there?
Yeah.
This Corina that's in the hospital had a husband. Okay. And his name was James? Are they still married?
James.
They are. Okay. James. So as far as you know, they're still married?
Yes.
Like they're together or they're married but they're kind of separated? Okay.
They never went through, like, did all the legal stuff?
I don't know anything about James, where he's at or what he's doing. I see him every now and then pick up the kids and that's about it.
Okay, so he still picks up the kids.
Yeah.
That's what it was, yeah.
No, when her mom kicked her out 5 years ago, was it because she was using drugs or she wasn't taking care of the kids or was she just...
No, they moved to Palmdale. They moved to Palmdale.
Who's that?
James and Karina. They moved to Palmdale.
Did they take all the kids with them?
Then when she came back, her mother took custody of the kids.
Have you heard other family members talk about like her having a drug problem or using drugs on a regular basis?
I don't want to say that.
That's okay. We're just trying to kind of figure out what's going on with her, how we all ended up here today.
Yeah, like I said, the family members should be here.
Okay.
They could tell you a lot more than I could.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, appreciate your time, and then when they all get here, we'll talk to each one of them.
Okay.
And she's stable, just so you know. I mean, it's a shock. The hand, obviously, but she's not going to die or anything like that.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know if you want to let. I'm sure Alex probably knows that, or Star knows that by now.
Yeah, because you said that they were talking to people over at the scene over on Collins, right? So I'm sure that
okay.
They've already been told. And then as far as you know, her mom is en route here too.
Yes, but she's coming from Mexico. It'll be a while before she gets here.
Oh, she's in Mexico right now. Okay. Who's been watching the kids?
Her daughter, Julie.
Julie. Okay.
Anyway,
which is one of Karina's sisters.
No, Julie's Karina's daughter. So you don't have Julie?
Yeah, Julie.
No.
Oh, I know. The whole Karina thing is confusing. So Karina Sr., mom, has a daughter named Julie.
Yes.
Julie's taking care of this Karina Jr.'s kids. Okay. How long has mom been in Mexico?
About since Tuesday, I believe that's Tuesday. She was supposed to come back today. I still understand.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's my son. I said, when she came back, she was today.
Okay. So she must have gone.
Kids, actually, my kids, but I call them son. And, yeah. And,
so did she just go down to like Tijuana?
Yeah, she, as far as I know, I didn't ask my question. It was just telling me she wasn't there. I haven't seen her car, and I go, where's your mom? She goes, she's in Mexico. That's all they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, like I said, we'll wait for them to get here and we'll talk to them.
Perfect.
And then you guys should be able to maybe see it.
Who else do you think's coming here? Like sister?
Oh, the kids. Oh, her brother and sister.
Oh, yeah. They're all coming?
Yeah.
Like a lot? How many people should we be expecting?
Well, it's Fernando, Julie, Estrella. I don't know, Manuel's not coming, but Miguel.
Okay. And,
they're coming.
Is Manuel, like, out of the area? Or you said you don't know where he is?
He's out of the area. He was living here in Camarillo, but I know he's got a job and he moves around a lot.
Okay.
This is coming.
As far as you know, Karina, this Karina that's in the hospital, has she been in and out of jail? As far as you know?
The last time I heard, she was in jail like 3 months ago or 4 months
three
ago.
3 months ago?
Something like that. She was in jail. And she was in there for quite a while. And,
okay. Do you know what for? I mean, I know I can look it up, but do you happen to know?
Drugs.
Drugs? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's drugs, I can't be certain.
No, well, like I said,
she's supposed to go into a drug program, what I heard, and then all of a sudden she's back out on the street.
Okay.
And that's when I came, I told her mom, I said, hey, I thought Nina was going to a program, and she said, I don't know. And she goes, I don't know. Because I said, I seen her at Walmart.
Okay.
She asked me, how does she look? I go, okay, yes. Yeah,
oh, so mom hadn't even seen her.
No.
All right. Well, again, thank you for your time, and then, like I said, we'll see. Wait for other people to get here, and we'll see about you guys being able to go back and see them. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're going with you?
Yeah,
man, it is cold in this lobby.
I know, right? Is she in custody, or is she allowed to have visitors?
Mm. Well, we're figuring
that out. Okay, yeah. No worries. I was thinking I would leave that up to you, but
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure so when they come, they don't, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I can be on guard.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, to be able like, to barge in and, you know, safety. I
yeah,
just wanna, yeah,
exactly.
So let me know.
Okay.
Thanks.
No, I know. Hang on.
Okay.